Okay, let's open our Bibles, please, to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. We're going to continue a little bit from last week. And I tried another whole message this morning. I just switched it because it wasn't coming the way I wanted it to. And I was, it's like you're a nurse and you're trying to find the vein, and you can't find the vein. And today, I just think I need to bring encouragement to everybody to do what you can do, to be encouraged. There's so much bad news out there. There's so much bad information. So we want to do what we can do. Be faithful. Be faithful to the Lord. Endure. Endure to the end. Endure and do everything. Occupy till he comes. There's certain things we can do. And then there's things we're not supposed to do. In 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24. You guys there? Okay. Verse 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain. And I always like to talk about we're running our race and we have to stay in our lane and do what God asks us to do, because if we do what God asks us to do, we don't have to be running in someone else's lane, comparing what someone else is doing. And this is a day of great discouragement for a lot of pastors, and I just want to encourage the pastors out there too to do what God's asked you to do. There's some things we cannot control in this day. In Matthew 24, there's a lot of things we can't control. We can't control what's going on with the natural disasters and so many different things that are happening politically. But there's some things we can, and that's what God wants us to do. Be faithful. We have to be faithful not to be weary and faint in our minds. This is a day a lot of people want to faint. They're mad. They were taught. And this is one thing we have to do is forgive our false teachers. They told us that we wouldn't have trouble. If you got saved, you were exempt, right? If you sowed a seed, you'd have a harvest and you'd never have financial problems. I mean, there were a lot of false teachers that told us false securities, and this is a day where those things are being shaken, finding out that's not true. And they weren't even preaching from the Bible anyway. When you take scriptures and twist them, which a lot of people are doing right now, this is a major thing that's going on in the truth-telling community. They're not truth-telling, they're confusion-telling. And they're saying they're truthers and they're not truthers. You got to go in the Bible to find truth. And you're going to be very discouraged if you're following men, because men can transfer truth and they can also transfer error. So check everything out with our Bibles. And that's how we got in this position that we did anyway as a church. We were following men and we didn't know any better. We thought we were doing the right thing, but we've repented from that. And we've also have to forgive these false teachers. We got to forgive them. Because a lot of people will forget it. I can't understand the Bible. I don't want to read the Bible. No, just be like a little child. Go and read your Bible and just be innocent. Just be sincere and God will show you things just from his word. And instead of always thinking you have to have an interpretation, a man has to tell me. That was kind of what we were all raised on. And then the TV, we just were plugged into the TV and we've had to forget all that stuff. Come back to the simplicity of the Bible, the light. He is the truth. He is the light. So here he says, this is our race. Run that you may obtain. And remember, we're running. You got saved by yourself, and you're going to die by yourself. And we're going to face God by ourselves. Everything we do, we're going to do it. We have friends and family, but this is your race. This is the race you're running. And you have to make sure you're not following another person, because you're going to get in their lane and do what they're supposed to be doing, and it's not what God's asking you to do. Stay simple, stay honest, you know, walk humbly with the Lord, and the other thing is to walk in the fear of the Lord. Always know God's watching, and everything we do and say, he's watching. So run that race, and they're running. You look on TV, and you see all these Hollywood stars, and are we finding that that's not where it's at? Some people have put these movie stars up and they're coming and they're showing their real colors now. The sports people are really showing their propaganda. They're showing who they really serve now. And it's shaking a lot of people. But if you're following Christ, this shouldn't shake you, because we're in this world, but we're not of it. The spirit of it is getting corrupt, and It's showing us we keep looking up, our redemption draweth nigh, right? So this is a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body and bring it under subjection, lest that by any means I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway, or we could become shipwrecked. And we're going to see a lot of shipwrecks. I hate to say that, but because we're following people that are following false teachers, and then these false securities and the things that they said are not happening, people aren't going back to church. And they don't want to have anything to do with church because they realize I can live without it. And that's what the Antichrist wants. That's what the devil wants. That whole world system is you don't need the Lord. We do need the Lord. Yeah. And remember, forgive whatever bad teaching we've had. Stay on course. If you have bitterness in your heart, people offend you. We've had situations the last few weeks. People have been offended, discarded. All that stuff, you got to keep your heart right. You know, you got to keep moving forward. You got to keep moving on because we have a race to run. So these things, we're not going to beat the air. We're not going to get distracted. There's so many things that are here to distract us. And keep your focus on your race. So choose your battles wisely. Means to be selective of the problems, the arguments, and the confrontations you get involved with. You're not supposed to pick up every battle. You're not supposed to debate every person. Facebook is totally crazy right now. People are... They're so bold when they can just type something and fight somebody. But if you saw them in person, they don't even say hello, right? It's a false world. It's a false reality. So don't get stuck fighting battles on Facebook. Save your time and your energy for the most important battles and learn to let the others go. In your race, what is God asking you to do? Where is your heart? What gives you joy? What are you supposed to be faithful to? Do those things that God's asking you to do. Stay in your own lane, run your own race. And then you have to learn, how can I disagree without causing division? One thing the Lord hates is when people divide. And we can disagree, but we don't have to be divisive. What does the Bible say about division? It's a warning in Romans 16. Verse 17 and 18, Mark, take note of the false teachers that put obstacles in your way, contrary to Bible teaching. And this is what the Pharisees did, the Sadducees, even the leaven of Herod. We talked about that a few weeks ago. All of this stuff is put in our way to cause us to trip and to stumble. And the Pharisees, every jot, every tittle, all these rules. And just remember, it's like a little child. Just go and pray as a little child. All these things, just keep it very simple. Don't get so complicated. When people start getting all these philosophical ideas and all their charts and they tell you what this is going to happen and this, it just amazes me how people think they can control God.
Yeah.
So things get a little dark, so we're out of here. No, it doesn't. The Bible says be faithful and endure. People are enduring flooding right now. They're enduring storms. There are fires everywhere. We have to be faithful no matter what comes our way. We're living in the world, right? So we want to make sure that we don't faint in our minds. So I want to talk to you a little bit about that. But false teachers give you counterfeit truth. And you can tell when a gospel is divisive. It makes people fight. And God's not the author of that kind of division. The darkness hates the light, but we as children of the light aren't supposed to be fighting over trivial things, right? So that was what we talked about the last couple weeks. But we are called to be faithful and endure. In Matthew 24, let's look there. And we're not going to go on to all of these things, but he says, take heed that no man deceive you. And the verse that I want you to see take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars. Are we hearing of wars? Mm-hmm. We're hearing of wars right now. I did yesterday about China. Hearing wars of... See that you be not troubled. Well, it's hard to not be troubled. Well, the reason why we are not troubled is because we're running our race and God told us these things before they happen. He knows the end from the beginning, so he's letting his people know these things are going to happen. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All these things are the what? The beginning. The beginning. But the verse that I want you to see is verse 13. More and more things are going on, which we've talked about before. But verse 13. But he that shall endure unto the end shall be saved. I want to talk to you just a little bit today about be faithful and endure. Sometimes we're enduring things we never thought would happen. We're enduring things with our parents, our older parents. We're enduring things with our children. Things that are happening, we have to abide under it and not let go of the Lord when things are going bad. Now, I have to bring this back up because this is election time. You know my old joke. It was election time, and a politician decided to go to a local reservation to try and get the Native Americans to vote. They all met in the council hall to hear the speech. The political, or the politician, he had his final, you know, the hurrah, the finality of it all worked up. And he said, I promise better education for Native Americans. The crowd went wild, shouting, Hoya, Hoya! I promise gambling reforms. Hoya, Hoya, Hoya! After the speech, the politician wanted to get out and look at the cattle. Can I get a closer look? Said the politician. Sure, the chief said, but be careful not to step in the Hoya. Today we're in a lot of Hoya. To our eyeballs, we're in Hoya. Your eyes are brown. As Tim would say, you're so full of Hoya. No. He says it different than that, but basically the same thing. It's a crazy day we live in. And you got to keep, number one, your sense of humor. People are on edge. We're living in lockdowns again. Australia, we have online people there. It's just heartbreaking today. Yesterday, last night, they went into Israel, full lockdowns. And the UK... So the people that are involved in our online church were experiencing heartbreak and heartache, and it's a great day of heaviness. So what do? We have to remain faithful, and we have to endure to the end. And we can't get weary, because if we get weary, we start getting fainting in our mind, we start losing control, we start losing our walk with the Lord, then we let the enemy in, and strife comes in, division comes in, all sorts of evil things happen. So we have to keep our cool. We have to keep our eyes on Jesus, right? So we have to be faithful and endure. That word endure means continuous. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in Him. We're not strong in ourselves. We're starting to hear of these things. My sister was very close to the fires in Portland, within miles. And how scary. The smoke itself. All these different things. But she has the Lord to cling to. These people that don't know the Lord, how are they going to survive these troubled times? But we're supposed to be strong in Him, bear up under hardship and persecution, be faithful and endure seducing spirits. We see our friends being seduced by false teachers. You try to warn them and they don't listen. Well, we got to keep enduring. We got to run our race. All you can do is sow seeds. Jesus gave parables. The sower sows the word. He'd sow different things. Sometimes you can just sow something. You can't make people, force people to believe. That's what deception is in the end times. Many shall be deceived, and the biggest thing is going to be deception on every level. Not just in the church, but in the world, in the politicians. If you don't know, there's corruption in this world. Now, Numbers 21 in verse 4, when they were on their way to Canaan, the Israelites wanted to cut through the land of Edom, because the direct route was closed due to a selfish king. He would not let them go on their land. So they got discouraged because of the way. And many today that I'm talking to are discouraged because of the way. Things are happening in this world that we never thought we'd live to see. We thought we'd dodge the bullet. We see a lot of things. This election that's coming, so-called election, It's crazy, and it's only September right now. But don't get discouraged. Be faithful and endure. God will give us strength whatever we go through. He's going to be there with us to help us. They had to go through a mountain plain of loose sand, gravel, rocks, discomfort, and trouble. They did not want to go that way. And many of us are going through things right now. We don't want to go this way. Seeing our grandchildren go to school with masks on. These are things that we thought we'd never, ever have to face. But we can't grow weary. People are looking to you. People are depending on you. We have to be strong for them. Change can cause weariness. Each set of changes brings unavoidable losses. We lose things along the way. We have to ask God to help us. We have to grieve the loss. The loss of jobs, the loss of friendships. You grieve things because things are changing so fast. Nothing is staying the same. Why do we get weary? We get battle weary. You get tired of fighting. You get tired of the warfare in the world. We get tired of different things. In 2 Samuel 23:10, Eliezer was one of David's mighty men. He arose and struck down the Philistines until his hand was weary and he clung to the sword. He had battle fatigue. His hand just stuck to that sword. And sometimes people now, they're battle fatigued. They're tired. They're wanting their kids to come to the Lord. They're backslidden and they're trying to get them right before things get worse. They're tired. Exodus 17:12, Moses' hands were heavy and they grew weary. We get tired. We get tired of doing the right thing. Sometimes you're doing the right thing and nobody acknowledges you're doing the right thing. You're the honest one. You're the one that's doing everything right. You're the one that's trying to speak truth and everybody else just discredits you. But God sent Aaron and Hur to hold up their hands. God will send people to hold up our hands. When we really need it, he's going to put people there, or people will be there. I always think of Mary and Elizabeth. They had each other. They were both going through something that had never happened in history before, but they had a divine connection. God will put friends in our lives that will help us run our race. In Psalms 25:14-20, it says, I'm helpless, I'm overwhelmed, I'm in deep distress. My problems go from bad to worse. Wow. Romans 15:4 tells everything that was written in the past was written for us. It's to teach us so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. When you get discouraged, you got to go and open your Bible and get some hope, because you're sure not going to get it turning on the television. You get discouragement. You know they're fanning the flames of racial division right now. They're fanning the flames of a lot of things. But when you know that God said these things were going to happen, there's a peace that comes because you know God's told you these things were going to happen before they happened. So we don't want to get caught up in these hate groups and division and all these different things, because God says, mark those that cause division. Right. Mark them. Yep. Avoid them. We don't want to be a part of those divisive groups that are in these riots and in these protesting and in this wrong spirit, which is really trying to get rid of the middle class. So we get discouraged, and when you're discouraged, it implies a loss of courage. Courage is your mental strength. Every day we get up, we need to have courage to face the news. What's next? We're like in labor pains, and what's next? I was looking at the Gulf and all the hurricanes that are starting to come. I was like, wow, my sister lives right there in Miami, so I'm always kind of keeping my eye out for Florida. Wow, a lot of things are happening. We need courage and mental strength that enables you to persevere. And when fear comes, when you're strong in the Lord, you're supernaturally standing. You're standing. Think of Stephen when he was stoned. He's supernaturally. He looked up and the heavens were open. He saw Jesus standing there. He had courage because he was walking with the Lord. When you don't have mental strength, when you're discouraged, when you're fainting in your mind, you don't have an anchor. You don't have hope. Hope deferred makes your heart sick. And then you just fall away and you stumble away. You go back into the ways that you were delivered out of. When you start backsliding, you go back to what God delivered you out of. So no one likes waiting. So hope deferred makes the heart sick. When you have to wait and wait and wait and wait, your hope gets crushed sometimes. Is this ever going to happen? Am I ever going to see change? When something is deferred, it means to put off, to drag out. It's a long, drawn-out process. Some battles are long. Praying for your kids to get right. Praying for your kids to come back to the Lord when you know they're sitting under bad teachings. That's hard. When you raised them right, but now they're following men. They're following what they think is God, but they're being deceived. That's a long battle. That's a hard battle for parents. Things keep getting postponed. I remember the first lockdown, people's surgeries were postponed. They had to wait and wait. Some of them still haven't gotten back in. Some have, some haven't. You lose hope when things change, when you expect something and it doesn't happen. Your hope is crushed. And what does it happen? It leads to depression, anxiety, and sickness. Hope deferred can make people sick. Dashed hopes of long stretches with no improvement or changes. And this is what's happening to a lot of people right now in America. They don't see any hope. What is going to happen to our nations? The nations of the world are all in strife and division. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep walking with the Lord. Don't faint in your mind. Be faithful. Be faithful. Now in John 6:66, we know this scripture. Funny, 666, right? From that time, many of his disciples, talking about Jesus, went back and walked no more with him. They went along for a while, then they fainted and they fell by the wayside. They didn't know how to abide under. They were taught, oh, everything's going to be great. This is your best life now. You're not going to have problems. Then troubles come. They didn't know how to handle it because they weren't taught. Pick up your cross. Didn't say go to the Hilton. Don't have a great old time. Your cross is something to die on. It means sometimes things are going to be hard and you're not going to be able to put in your 2 cents. Sometimes you got to keep your mouth shut. That's hard. It's enduring sometimes when you want to straighten out your son-in-law or your daughter-in-law and you can't say nothing. You have to endure, right? Different things. People get so discouraged and they fall by the wayside. We see people that walked with the Lord. Demas, he had forsaken Paul. Why did he forsake Paul? Think about the Apostle Paul. And here's Demas. He loved this present world. And we're seeing people right and left loving this present world, falling into the things of this world. Think it not strange. If it happened to Jesus, if Jesus was betrayed, guess what? He put that as an example for us to learn. You're going to probably be betrayed too. Somewhere in your life, betrayal's going to happen. Somewhere along the life, you're going to have a Demas in your life that walked with you for a while, but then they go back to the things of the world. Don't be discouraged. These are all in the Bible for a reason, so that we don't grow weary and faint. Demas fainted in the process. He didn't die. He fainted. There's a lot of people that used to walk with God. They didn't die. They just fainted. They got discouraged. They weren't taught how to stand. Having done all to stand, stand. They haven't been taught the true meaning of faith. They thought faith was a magic potion. It was a formula, and they just thought, well, it just doesn't work for me. That was never true faith. That's Gnosticism. That's mysticism, and it's a big part of the false light that's coming. There's coming a huge false light, and it's going to be all the what we've been talking about for 6 years. All the religions are coming together, and they're all going to be, it's a false light. So we do not want to be deceived by this false light. That's here. It's not coming. It's here. And everyone just joins together. It doesn't matter what God you serve. We're all just lumping it. We're all in this together. We're all in this together. That's all that they say. We're all in this together. Now, 2 Corinthians 4:16, for which cause we faint not. We faint not. Sometimes you can look in the mirror and you can pass out. My God, where did that white hair come from? Where do those... No, you can't pass. You can't. Do you remember when you were, my granddaughter goes, you looked a lot younger when we lived in the Wyzetta house. and I tell her, you were too. You were younger then too. Yeah, she's learned not to say old because we don't like that word, old. For though which we faint not, though our outward man perish, but our inward man. What are you doing with your inward man? If you're just going from video to video of these false teachers, all you're going to be is in fear. Amen. You're going to be living in fear or false doctrine where this one guy is telling everyone, get ready, get ready, get ready. You know what? You can't tell when God's going to come. Well, what if he comes? Be ready. Be filled. Don't be fighting and mad at everybody and angry. You're not ready. You might be left. Thank God it's not up to us to be left. All this one guy taught, if you don't believe in the rapture, you're not going. So it's all about you now, right? It's all about your faith. That's ridiculous. We come just as we are. We need him. We have doubts. We have unbelief. We've stumbled. We've fallen. And thank God he knows that. That's why he came. So don't, you know, this self-righteousness. All these bad doctrines are floating around again because people are, they're going through stuff. So don't faint. Every Christian has dropped the ball. They fumbled. They've missed. If you're a basketball player, every good basketball player has missed a shot. We've all fallen. Can God forgive me? Yes. Repent. Keep your eyes on him. Get back up again. 1 John 1:9, it. Father, I ask you to forgive me. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Keep a short tab. Keep asking forgiveness. You're going to blow it again. Why? Because we're in this world and people now are making us angry. You drive and people are mad. Everybody's angry. Ask God to forgive you. Keep that relationship with the Lord. Don't faint. Well, I'm just a basket case and, you know, I'm just going to go back drinking and I'm just going to forget it. No, you're fainting. You're fainting and you're fainting in your mind because you're putting so much bad news in that you're not encouraged. You have to be careful what you're watching. If all you turn on is the news, I have one sister, that's all she does is listen to the news. She's not a Christian yet, but you can't fill yourself with the bad news. You're just going to be discouraged. And if you're not saved, they don't even have a heaven to think about. Just think about that. They have no hope. I just feel bad for people. I just pray they get saved in this hour. Don't faint. Every Christian has dropped the ball. We've all missed it, but we have to keep our eyes on Jesus. Especially when you fall, get back up again. A righteous man falls 7 times, but he gets back up again. That's the only reason why we're here today. Been serving the Lord 48 years or whatever. It's because we've all fallen and gotten back up, right? So if you've fallen out there, get back up. Get back up. Ask God to forgive you. And just make your account short with other people. And if they don't want to forgive you, you know what? That's on them. But as far as within you, live at peace. The Bible says you be at peace as much as depends upon you. Amen?
Amen.
Now when you faint, you get spiritually, you lose your fight. You lose your courage. What's the use? Now if you're following false teachers, it's discouraging because they look so happy and they're so wealthy and just like they have no problems. They just fly around in their jet having one conference after another. Well, they can't do that anymore. Because people can't gather like they used to be able to gather. So now people are doubting, well, I got saved, and is what I've been taught wrong? Probably. Probably wrong. Join the rest of us. Get back in your Bibles and find out, oh, wow, that was twisted. That's not in context. But don't be so hard on yourself. Sometimes I can't believe I came out of this prophetic movement. Just look back now, and people still like, I follow prophets, and I follow this guy with dreams in September 3 times. I'm like, sorry, but I don't do the dreamers anymore. I was in that movement, and I had dreams too. And I'm not saying God can't speak to you in dreams, because he has personally, but not for the whole world. You got to be careful about these dreams. Why? Because they're going to lead you astray. That's another whole message. But you're going to lose your everything if you start following men, because you're wait for that next YouTube to come out. What's he saying now? Does he have another dream? Oh, now he has a daily show. I can tune in every day now to find out he's got a hotline to God. Well, I've done that before in the past when this man would tell me Jesus appeared to him so many times, and now this other guy that I have to say he's a false teacher because he says, here's the Bible, but we follow this other light, this sister so-and-so, and she's got light, and you know what? You're still following a man. You're putting something in place of the Bible. Yes. And if we've learned anything from our mistakes, we've learned don't follow men. Because with these false teachers, there's always an agenda.
Right.
They give 90% truth, and then they bring in their agenda, their political agenda. or their whatever agenda it is. They have agendas because they're working for the spirit of darkness. We follow the Lord. We're trusting in Him. And everything that's going to be shaken is going to be shaken. The dollar's being shaken. As you know, there's coming a great reset. This can really cause you to freak out if your trust is in money. What do you do? Pick up your cross and follow Him. Lord, you're going to have to show us what we're supposed to do. When that time comes, when this happens, what do you have? You're faithful. You endure hardness as a good soldier. He'll show us what to do when the time comes. If you're going to worry and fret way out here, people were sending me stuff from 2030. I said, I'm trying to get through 2020. I don't want to know about 2030 right now. I want to live each day, enjoy each day. And yeah, I have a pretty good idea what's coming, and so do a lot of you. But you're not going to change it. What do? You change yourself. You stay filled. You stay filled. You want to be like those wise virgins that you're filled with oil. And if you get weary and you need some friends, find people that are on the same page. Get together. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's get together. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We better get together while we can, right? Have people over. Have encouragement at your house. Don't just wait to go once a week. Start having little dine-in friendship meetings. I'm coming over. Well, no, maybe not. Can I come over? Some people invite themselves over. We don't want to encourage that. I just want to encourage you today. So discourage implies loss of courage, your mental strength that leads to fainting. Psalms 84:6, blessed is a man whose strength is in thee. Our strength is in him. Come the water, come the floods, come whatever comes. We can't stop it, but we can fix our eyes in the right place. Because he said he'll give us perfect peace. And when I start knowing I'm listening to the wrong thing too much, or I have to shut the news off or something, I have to encourage myself in the Lord. You have to encourage yourself. Don't wait for somebody else to come encourage you. You got to learn to encourage yourself in the Lord. Who's passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. That's a place of weeping. This world is becoming a place of weeping. The beautiful country that we had, and it was just like everything was just a few years ago. It just seemed like so normal. Now you go outside and you see burning, you see riots, you see racial wars, you see all these things happening. You got to encourage yourself in the Lord. You have to do it. You have to encourage yourself. And you say, I'm not going to faint. I'm not going to get angry. I'm not going to get bitter. See how angry people are driving? Mm-hmm. They're driving, you know, just they don't know how to handle their emotions. One of our friends emailed me this week and said there's many suicides happening in her country because of loss of jobs. They have no reason to live. That is very sad, the state that the world is going in right now. It's a place, the world is a place of weeping. The Bible talks a lot about the valleys of everyday life. When you get weary, you're exhausted from continually seeing no changes and waiting for change. The Bible talks about the valley of calamity, the valley of giants, the valley of the shadow of death. In the valley, Satan wants to break you. But remember, in the valley, God wants to make us. So going back to what we started with in verse 24, verse 13, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. We have to endure. We have to be faithful. These simple things. I just want to encourage you today. Don't faint. Don't be weary in your mind. Follow what God wants you. Run your own race. Don't run somebody else's race. Don't try to impress people. Don't buy things that are going to impress people. Get out of debt the best you can. Doesn't matter what it looks like. You obey the Lord in the little things. Everything you're supposed to do, keep your eyes on Him. Father, we thank you for encouraging all of us today to not grow weary in well-doing and to help us do the things that we can do when there's so much we can't control. We can't control the weather. Some people think they can. We can't control the weather. We can't control with the power of our words all of these things. But Father, we can endure to the end with your help and your grace. And so I pray for everyone that's listening today that they'd be encouraged, that they'd keep their eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of their faith. You're the one that started this, Lord. You knew what we were. We're a mess. Sometimes we need so much help, but you're there to help us. You love us, warts and all. So we thank you for giving us love for each other, that we can be in unity in this time of so much division. The enemy is the author of division. And Father, I pray that none of us would get divisive or divide. You hate discord. And Father, we fear you, so we hate it too. So give us that. In this end times, Lord, we ask for your strength and your wisdom. In Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Be sure to hit the subscribe button and hit the bell button so you can be notified of the newest videos. We are viewer supported. If you would like to donate, please go to livinginhispresence.org. In the upper right-hand corner, there is a give button. Thank you, and see you next time.